This is Twit.
Twitter's a particularly problematic place because of the nature of Twitter. And well, Jeff, you've been bitching about Professor Jeff Jarvis.
You didn't have to say his name, did you?
You know, I looked at the account. I don't understand how anybody could think that that was you. The guy's wearing a beer hat.
Here's the case. Here's the case. No, here's the case. Well, people put up silly pictures on Twitter.
So it is my name. I can't imagine you doing that. It shouldn't be your name. I agree.
It is my name, and that is the problem. And so, out of nowhere, he went on and attacked Nassim Taleb, who is a very prominent author and economist. I've met him. I have mutual friends. He attacks him. Now, you don't expect Taleb to have to stop and do a textual and biographical analysis of who this is. Well, somebody with his name is coming in and is attacking, and Taleb goes back at him, and everybody laughs because, oh, he's attacking the troll. He's real, right? So Taleb thinks it's friggin' me. He's using my name. And I finally had it. I've lived this for 2.5 years because, if I went after him, I'd say, oh, Jarvis is a big, funny guy, no sense of humor. I've lived with him 2.5 years. The guy's had his fun. Enough. Enough.
I might disagree a little bit. I understand. I understand how upset you are.
And he trolls someone else, and that person believes it's me. Yeah. That affects my reputation. I've had it.
But, I mean, the internet does require a little bit of – if you go to his site, his thing, he's wearing a beer hat. And he's
go to his site.
His highlighted tweet is the Sermon on the Mount was the first TED Talk. It's a jokey parody.
Leo, wait. You just did more research than he should have to do. In his Twitter feed comes this tweet. That's what he sees. The tweet is calling him horrible things, and he responds to that tweet. He should not be expected to have to do any further research than that.
I understand that point. But on the other hand, I also understand why Twitter might say, I mean, parody is allowed. Do you expect Twitter to delete parody accounts?
Is this parody or impersonation?
I expect Twitter to label them so that they're clear. I expect you not to be fooled. On Google News, The Onion says satire. Facebook is going to do the same with those things. So people are not confused.
Okay.
Confusion is not a good thing for a platform. But here's the bigger question. So that's trivial. Compared to what Robin Williams' family went through, compared to everything that's going on right now, trivial as hell. What it reveals to me, though, so I'll make that clear, I'm not comparing myself in this to anything like that. And the guy says he's going to change the name. I just wonder when.
He is a hyper-glocal thinkfluencer.
It's
clearly parody.
But Leo, but you're giving him, you're giving him more attention. Thank you very much. B, that again requires that you go to the effort. Somebody just attacked you. What are you going to do? Sit back and say, let me find out who this is.
No, actually what I do is I immediately block them. But
but this guy responded.
Wait a minute. I take it back. When somebody attacks me, I do go to their account. I see how many followers they have, how long they've been around, whether they have a picture. I look to see if it's, I actually do this. I read previous tweets to see if this is a general pattern or if in fact, I don't think that's weird. I think that's called the internet. Well, welcome to the internet. Aren't we saying we got to teach people critical thinking?
I think that puts a too low a standard, but now I'll go up in the altitude. So, and this will get to Mike's points. Zeynep Tufekci wrote a really wonderful piece at Medium talking about the need for Twitter to be net neutral. Because that is what allowed people from Ferguson, for example, to come on,
very important,
do whatever they want, as opposed to Facebook, where she saw no Ferguson because Facebook didn't think she was interested in violence in a Missouri town. And so a truly neutral platform. But the bigger question to me is, then does a truly neutral platform have to be a breeding ground for trolls, a-holes, imposters, sickos, and so on? And that's the question that Twitter has to face right now. Because it affects Twitter's brand at some point. All the stuff going on today about the assassin video and such. So Twitter came along and is killing accounts that have the horrid Foley video of the American journalist who was beheaded in Syria. However, because we will take down the picture of a deceased person if the family requests. However, on the other hand, Twitter had up pictures that did have newsworthy value of Mr. Brown's body lying on the street for hours in Ferguson, Missouri. And what a company like Twitter wants to do is to make an algorithm to say, okay, this is the rule set, and then everything that falls under that rule set, that's it. And they're in a very difficult position right now because on the one hand, their openness is a huge benefit to society and enables people to use it. On the other hand, it also brings in a lot of awful things. And what is Twitter? What is its brand? What does it mean? That's what Mike was writing about. And I think it's a really important discussion to look not just at Twitter then and not just at the cases of imposters or certain videos, but to look at the larger question of what do we expect of a tech platform.
Would it be enough if it said fake Jeff Jarvis or parody account? If Twitter said parody
that
account?
That would help. Yes, yes. As long as this it was clear at glance.
But Twitter has an impersonation policy, and they say that people are able to are allowed to use to create parody accounts, and they differentiate between impersonation, which is against their terms of service, and parody. And on their parody account policy, they list requirements. The first is that the avatar shouldn't be a trademark or logo or picture of the account subject, so that check. But the account name, the name should not be the exact name of the account subject without some other distinguishing words, such as not, fake, or fan.
Like fake Steve Jobs, for instance. Yeah.
Right. The bio should include a statement.
So this doesn't, I am in fact a professor, and my name is Jeff Jarvis.
Is it Jeff H. Jarvis?
There's an H in there.
H doesn't make a difference. Okay.
And the bio should have this as a parody, this is a fan page. So I tell you, Jeff, I think that you have reason to report this person violation of their impersonation policy.
I went to an executive at Twitter and I said, when this episode happened, and I said, I've had it. And they came back to me and they said, well, you have to fill out the form. And the form, by the way, says we're going to share this with the person. And so then I sit back and I say, okay, what's going to happen? It's exactly what happened to me when I complained about it publicly. I get tons of people saying, oh, you're just a stick in the mud asshole. And so I end up worse off.
We have a number of parody or impersonating, depending on your point of view, accounts of our hosts. We report them in every case, right? None of them have ever been taken down.
No, that's not true.
Some have.
It takes a long time.
It's a long
process. It took us four complaints to get. We just got one suspended.
There's been one for me for years, right?
But we've never tried to take that down.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really care.
Everyone we've tried to take down, we've successfully taken
down. Oh, good. Okay. So Twitter does respond slowly.
Yeah, but the problem is, if I get something taken down, then I'm going to get more blowback. And the bigger question is, what is Twitter's policy? Whether I report it or not, what's their real policy on these things? What's their view? So the same with, and again, I'm not comparing this little tiny trivial bullshit, BS, sorry, with the far more serious things going on.
How is this different from the right to be forgotten?
I think impersonation is just an entirely different thing. I think the right to be forgotten is more a case of if the Foley video was taken down by Twitter, which they've done again and again and again.
Yeah.
Now that's Twitter's right to do under its brand. It can choose to distribute things or not.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
By Twitter doing that, you're right. That does play to the right to be forgotten question is, do we believe this is something people should be able to see or not? Matthew Ingram is out there today saying that Twitter is absolutely wrong to have taken it down.
So the problem is that having Twitter itself go play whack-a-mole is never going to work, because for everything that they whack down, they do the high visibility things, the things that are in the news, the prominent people. But that's not the real problem. The real problem isn't your troll, Jeff Jarvis, and I'm sorry to say that, because it is a problem
for you, but
you're somebody who can argue anybody under the table, and you have a lot of fans, and people know who you are, and a lot of people can tell that, you know, when there's a parody account. The real problem is that there are certain, it has to be said that the vast majority of people don't have troll troubles, right? The vast majority of people use Twitter, and everything's fine, but there are certain people who are vulnerable to trolls, namely women, transgender people who live in conservative societies, young people who are in crisis, like Robin Williams' daughter, and celebrities, famous people of any kind, like you, Jeff. And so those are the kinds of people who have troll trouble. And the real problem isn't a fake account. Like, I see somebody and they will mention me with the @ symbol on Twitter, and I see it and I go to the site and I say, oh, they have 3 followers. I'm the only one seeing this, and it's not a problem. The real problem is when somebody goes and they want to be a public person, they don't want to hide. They want to become like Jeff. They want to become influential. They want to become a public intellectual or public whatever they want to become. And what's happening is that women and other people are leaving social media altogether. And my point of my column is that it's not a social media problem. It's a Twitter problem specifically, and it's a structural problem. And here's the problem.
Right. I agree, because we don't see this in other places to anywhere near this.
This is the important thing. This is what why I wanted Mike on the show exactly was this, because this is a really good point he's about to make.
And it's a subtle, the mechanics of it are feel subtle, but I'm just going to say it very plainly. On a site like Google Plus, which is probably the best site for controlling trolls, Facebook is pretty good too, and you compare that against Twitter, on Google Plus, you control the conversation that results from your posts. You can boot anybody out of that conversation. You can block anybody.
You can block them, and they will no longer see your
posts. And when you block them, they can never comment on any of your posts again. On Twitter, you don't control the conversation that results. The conversation is out there. It's a difference between having a cocktail party in your home with invited guests on the one hand and having a big scream fest and shouting match across the street and across the neighborhoods on the other. In one case, you can control it, and the other, you can't. Remember when Google forced YouTube users to use a Google Plus login? The YouTube community was flipping out, and I had a lot of arguments about how great, you know, the troll control was on Google Plus. And I, to make my point, I went to the biggest troll I could find on YouTube, and I said, I want all the trolls to come to my account and try to troll me on this message. And I can promise every single person reading this, there will be no trolls on this message board, not one. And there isn't. It's still there, 381 messages.
You just go through them and block the ones.
Yeah, nobody even dared, because they know. I'll just block them. What's the point? I mean, it's so easy to do. And when you block somebody, you block them forever. And that's a structural problem with Twitter. And so it's really my message to everybody out there who feels like you've been trolled. I mean, it can be horrible to be trolled, especially if you don't have the scar tissue that we have. You know, it takes years to develop that kind of resistance to these kinds of attacks. Don't leave social media. Just leave Twitter.
Amen.